Chris Hughton, Norwich City manager, how does that sound?
It's a good sound and a good feeling. It's something that I've been very excited about, the prospect, and it's something that has materialised, of course, over the last couple of days. It's been done very speedily, which I'm absolutely delighted with, and I'm just looking forward to the challenge in front of me. I know the club that I'm coming to. I've been here on many occasions. I have some history here in my time at Tottenham with players that came here and had good careers here, so there's always been that sort of relationship that I've been sort of in some way part of, and it's just good to be here, as I said, for this challenge ahead.
Just a word on your old club. Just put into words how difficult it was to leave Birmingham City.
Well, I don't think it would be wrong of me to say that, but it was difficult because I had a very good year there. The supporters have been excellent with me. It's a wonderful club. I had a very good staff and a good relationship, and in particular the administration staff in Julius Shelton, and more so in Peter Pano, who amongst difficult times at the club, I've had a very, very good relationship with them, and I'm very grateful for them giving me the opportunity to speak to Norwich. And as soon as that call came, it was something that's because of the standing that Norwich has, and the fact that it's a wonderful job in the Premier League, it was something that very much excited me too. But I shall forever be grateful to Birmingham for the period that I spent there.
You talk about the Premier League. Given what happened at your time in Newcastle, was there a feeling of unfinished business in the Premier League as far as you're concerned?
No, not really, because I think you can only look back on what you've perhaps achieved. And I think if you, in yourself, if you can look at yourself and feel that you've done the best job that you can and you've worked as hard as you can, it's part and parcel of the game and something that's you have to move on from. I've got very fond and good memories of my time at Newcastle, and I've always preferred to look at it that way than in any other way. And I have had some messages this morning from Newcastle congratulating me on what they preempted was going to happen this afternoon. And I think we all move on, and that's the best way. Move forward, look for another challenge. And, of course, that challenge took me to Birmingham, and that challenge now takes me here to Norwich.
You take over from Paul Lambert. Just how hard an act is Paul Lambert to follow at this club?
Well, I think it's been documented and already said a few times in the last few days by David and the job that Paul has done here and the club have done here in particular the last 3 years. And it's a wonderful achievement to of course, rise from the First Division through the Championship to the Premier League. And for somebody in management, it's a tough task, very much so. And I think everybody appreciated the job that he has done here. And it's a hard act to follow, but it's about the challenge. It's about making progress, this football club, of course, making sure that it's about stability in this division, making progress, and of course, with every new manager and new player comes a new challenge, and that's what I've got to look forward to.
You mentioned stability, but it was a 12th place finish last season for Norwich. What were the realistic aims for you be next season?
I think we, as opposed to talking about positions where you can finish, it is about the club moving forward, and with Paul as manager over the last 3 years, and of course the fine work that the club have done over that period of time, it has enabled this club to be where we are now, and it's about moving forward, and it's about making progress, and that's not just about a finishing position in the league, that's about the standing of the club, assuring status, not for one season, but for many seasons, aspects of the club where we can feel it can grow, what development there is what possibilities there are at the club, and I've been very impressed with the conversations that more so that I've had with David and where the club is at this moment and how they want to move forward, and that's all part of a project, and as I say, I'm very delighted to be a big part of that.
Those conversations involve potential transfers and how much money you'll have to spend in the summer?
Yeah, well, we have had conversations. Of course, the bigger conversations will start once we get through today, because I have been in for a very short period of time and there are other details that have had to be sorted out first. But there are conversations to say that we will have, how we can move forward, and there will be a budget to work on bringing players in, but that's probably not the most important thing at this moment. There is a squad of players here that have fared very well, not only the last season, over the last few seasons, and it's a question of getting to know them, getting to know the quality of the players, to assess, you know, where we can strengthen, because this is a tough and demanding league. Where we can strengthen and where we can make ourselves better as a team and as a squad. And they're decisions, of course, that I'll need to make over this period of time.
That squad of players, are you confident that squad of players will still include Grant Holt? A lot of speculation about his future at the moment.
Yes, and I can understand the speculation, and of course I've listened to it from a little bit further than here. He's a quality player, there's no doubt about that. Anybody that's got the record he's got over the last few seasons and of course to score the goals that he has done last season, and ultimately I don't think there would be any manager coming in and sitting here that wouldn't want to keep a player of that quality. But I have only been through the door a few minutes. I haven't had an opportunity to speak with him. And of course that will be one of the priorities, along with, and it's not just about one player, it's about a squad of players, along with other members of the squad. But I do understand that it is a question that the media are very much after. So I do need that opportunity to sit down and chat with him. But he's a player that's contracted to this football club. He's won the player of the year the last three seasons, so I'm very conscious of what he means for this club, and absolutely I would like him here.
Just confirm the backroom staff, they're all coming with you from Birmingham, are they, Chris?
Yes, they are. That's, of course, Colin Caldwood, who was with me at Newcastle, Paul Trollope, who's with me at Birmingham, and I've worked very close with the both of them, and Ewan Chester, that was also with me at Birmingham. So I think we've managed to finalise them, and I'm absolutely delighted, because they are a good staff, and they'll certainly look to work as hard as what I will to achieve what we'd like to achieve here.